Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barakhov from DrinkItIn_Jordana. I'm so glad to be back with you. Sorry, I had a little break last week. I was in Israel. Just came back from Eretz Yisrael just yesterday. Had a wonderful trip. And part of this trip that I was on, we visited Yad Vashem. And as you know, Yad Vashem is the Holocaust Museum commemorating 6 million Jews that were murdered in the Holocaust. And with these group of women, a question had arisen. And it's not just the first time that this question arises with these specific women. I think it's an ongoing question that comes up. And that is, obviously, how could God have allowed so much evil? Like, who's in charge? And it's so interesting because this week's Torah portion in America, Parsha Balak, I think this question is a big question that's animated specifically in Parsha Balak. It prompts us to consider that human decisions and actions have power and can cause real harm. When we just look at Balak and Bilam, their story, they want to curse us with the evil eye. They represent people who actually hold power, evil power. On the other hand, we also see in this week's Torah portion, there is no such thing. Hashem actually controls everything. He can reverse the curse and make it into a bracha, into a blessing with no effort. So really then, who holds this power? It's this ongoing dilemma, this ongoing discussion. So really, Hashem is telling us that the responsibility, as it were, is shared. There's a human responsibility and divine action. You know, it's not one or the other. And I think that's what causes us to have these ongoing questions. Is it one way or the other? No, it's something combined. And that mixed gray line is what confuses us at times. But I think it's obvious in this week's Torah portion, and I'd like to focus a little bit on that specifically, about how Bilam wanted to curse the Jews, but in the end he gave a blessing. And one of the blessings he gave, I know there's a famous one, of Matovu Olech Yaakov, I want to focus on a different one. When he makes a request, and he says that he wants to die Derech Yesharim, he wants his end of days to be like those of the Yesharim. Yashar literally means straight. And back in the day, when you spoke about someone being straight, you spoke about them as being straight and honest, straight and narrow path. So if you said someone was straight, in olden times, it was referring to somebody that was honest. And what's interesting is that Ramban renames the different Sfarim. He gives like nicknames to the different books of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The name he gives to Sefer Bereishit, he calls it Sefer HaYesharim. Which that alone is very interesting. He doesn't call it Sefer Ha'avot, the Book of the Fathers, Sefer HaTzadikim, the Book of the Righteous, but he literally calls it Sefer HaYesharim, the Book of the Honest Men, or the Honest People. That we as Jews are supposed to be, as we had said on this trip, that it was on momentum day in and day out. We are a light unto the nation. The light that we're supposed to give off is that of somebody that is yashar, someone that is straight, somebody that is honest, forthright. That's what we're supposed to present to the world. And really, Bilam was saying deep down inside, he would love to live a life that is yashar. Now, a beautiful thought I learned when I was 18, back when I went to camp and we'd go to classes at night, and Rav Goldvich gave a class on this. And he spoke about what is the true theme of the Torah. And he brings this concept that Bilam says that he wants to die the death of Yesharim. He wants that we should be Yashar. And he goes so deep into it that if you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, when he walked around in front of the people, he always had his mateh. He always had his stick, his staff. His stick was something that's straight. But there was always something straight about Moshe. But he was standing with something straight and honest. Also, if you look at the Torah, the Gemara tells us that if you count the words in the Torah, if you count it out and you go halfway through, you get to a word, Gichon. Now, Gichon means belly, and it only appears 2 times in all of the Torah. Get ready for this. The first time it appears is in Perek Gimel, the third Perek, in Sefer Bereishit, and it says, Al Gichoncha Teleich. And over there, it's written, Chaser. It's written without a vav. And then in Sefer Vayikra, it's written, again, Gichon, but over there it's written Maleh, and that Vav is the middle letter of all of the Torah, smack in the middle. So the Mefarshim, the commentators explain that not only is the message that we're giving over, that everybody should be yesher, the imagery that you have when you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, he's standing there with his stick, something that's straight. Even the Torah itself, the letters, the words, smack in the middle of the book, the highlight of the book, the climax of the Sefer, the climax of our learning is the letter Vav, Vav being the straight letter, that this is the point. This is the main idea. This is the whole kunst of being a Yid, of being a Jew, that we as Jewish people are supposed to be a light unto the nation, but light unto the nation through being yashar, by being honest, by being truthful. And that's so important. And unfortunately, this is something that we have lost. We've lost it along the way. That it's so sad that it, sometimes in business, there's a terminology that is used that people say, don't Jew me. You know what they mean when they say that? They mean, don't be dishonest with me, when it should be the total opposite. People should be screaming, Jew me, be honest. I only want to work with you because you're so honest. But this is something that we have lost. And this is the story of Bilam and Balak, that we're meant to learn not to lose this quality that we have, that we should try so hard to hold on and promote and work on this quality so that we can again be the people that are known as honest, true people. That we should all yearn, like Bilam yearned, to have our end of days like those of the Yesharim. That those people should be us that he's actually describing. It should be a true description of who we are as the Jewish people. So again, this is Wisdom from the Desert, Part 5. Hoping that we understand that we are in partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that men, unfortunately, can be evil. God can also turn a klala into a bracha, and that our ultimate goal is to really be yashar, is to be honest and straight, and to be a true light unto the nation through our honesty. Wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom. If this is something you like, I hope you will continue to search and learn more with me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. Please follow me. You could also find me on Facebook at Jordana Barachov. If you want to email me, you can email me. You could find me at jordanatorah.com. Whatever, I think if you search, you will find. And if you enjoyed this and if you ever want to sponsor a class, please get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. And I will be speaking to you and learning with you again next week.